Morning, learning this morning sponsors the schus of Fuhr Shleim, if he has the dog of Tzivi Necha, the schus of our learning shall have Fuhr Shleim, the Sey Shachel Yisrael, the schus of our learning shall also be a schus of Fuhr Shleim, if I yell out and Tuvi Mechai Sora, the schus of our learning shall have Fuhr Shleim, the Sey Shachel Yisrael. So this week we're starting a new limud, Nyana Diyayma. We're going to discuss a little bit the Nyanim of Tzedikah, the Nyanim of Bittel, that we have to, that we're Mechuyiv to do before Pesach. And as Hashem, we'll be learning this Inyan for this week and hopefully next week. And what we would like to do is really figure out, first of all, what is the Shayrish of the Chiyuv of Bedikah? And then, Bez Hashem, next week we'd like a little bit to get into some of the Inyanim Halacha L'maisa of Bedikas Chametz. Now, when you learn Bedikas Chametz, there's a Yisaidistika question which really the whole sugya revolves around, which is, we find two different chiyuvim b'negeya, getting rid of chametz, and these two different chiyuvim seem to be a little bit redundant. We find on the one hand, first Mishnah Pesachim is Orla Abba Osa Boitgen Es HaChametz Or Aner, that there's a chiyuv b'dika, and we find on the other hand that the Gemara tells us, first on Davdal Amabez, the Gemara over there is discussing who exactly is Nemon to do a bedikah. Can you trust a lady? Can you trust children? And the Gemara says that we trust people who we usually don't trust when it comes to chiyuvei d'oraisa. The lashon of the Gemara is because kivan the bedikas chametz midrei rabbanan hu. Bedikas chametz is only chayv midrei rabbanan. The midrei raisa bebitul ba'al masagi. Midrei raisa, all you have to do is be mevatul v'chametz. Hen the rabbanan midrei rabbanan. So when it comes to a chiyuv the rabbanan trusted certain people who otherwise we wouldn't trust. So that Gemara seems to understand that the Iker is Bittel Chametz, not Bedikas Chametz. Bedikas Chametz is only a Chiv D'Rabbanan. And we have another Gemara, the Gemara in Davov on the base, towards the bottom. The Gemara says that Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Habay Diktsarach Shiavatl, that if someone does Bedika, there's still Mechuyev to do to be Mevatl. And the Gemara comes out, the reason is that maybe you're going to find on Pesach, Gluski, you offer some Yishmak, a looking piece of chametz, and you're going to end up wanting to have this chametz and being mekayim, and you're going to be over by your all by matzah. So, on the one hand, we have the first Mishnah is mechayiv us to do a bedika. On the other hand, we have the Gemara says definitely that even with the bedika, you still have to do a bittel, and that midreiraisa, the Gemara clearly says that bittel alone is enough. So the question then is, what is the purpose of the bedika? So there's two yisaidistika approaches to this question. And really, based on how you answer this question, is really gives you a different viewpoint on what Bedikas Chametz is all about. And what we're going to do is, Be'ez Hashem, this week we're going to focus on the sheet of Rashi, and Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll focus on the sheet of Taisus. But just to mention Taisus' sheeta, so Taisus says that the reason why you have to do both, Taisus says, because you're right, Midiraisa, when the Torah says that you should, that Tashbisu Sa'ar Mivatechem, that there's a Chiyav Asay to get rid of Yechamet, you yoy to that with Bittel. And that's the Chiyav Deraisa. The whole idea of Bittel, of Bedika, so then there are Bonon, Zektaisis, the Nirlari, the Avogad, Gav, the Sagi, the Bittel, the Alma, Hechmiru Chachomim lived like Chomets will have Aroi. Why? Shayobi Loichloi, because you're right, Mideraisa, all I have to do is be Mavatl. I can leave all my Chomets in my house, no Pesach cleaning. It's just that there are bonon rechayshish that you're going to end up eating it. Memeil, there are bonon made a new din that you have to be boidik and find all the chametz and destroy it. Now, Frek Taisis, why dask over here? For me, deraisa, there's no issue of bal yiro, bal yimok. You're not going to be over any sur deraisa having all your chametz in your pantry. All you have to do is be mevatler. So, if that's the case, so why did the rabbonon decide to make a gzeir derabbonon to do bedik and get rid of it? Tell me, because you're going to eat it. Rectasis, we find there's many other Yisuri Hanah in the Torah. If someone brings a cheeseburger into your house, it's also Yisuri Hanah. You have mechuyev to do bedika and be mevarim mevatechem. You can leave in your house. There's no Yisur. So what pshat by chametz were more machmir? So Taisus says because chametz is something that we eat the whole year round, we're all used to eating chametz, and not only that, there's not that much of a difference between chametz and matzah. It's not like Taisus says you have a nozer. He knows I can't go anything near anything like looks like wine, smells like wine. Pesach, we eat things that are similar to bread. We eat bread products, just not chametz ones. The Mela, the Chacham said, we got to be very careful that there's no chametz in your house. So this is the approach of Taisus. that bedika is ach verak adin de rabbonon, midereis of the chiyuv is really just to do bittul, and it's a chumra de rabbonon kedei that you don't end up eating it. But Rashi, and we'll see that this is also the sheet of the Ram, the sheet of the Ramban, the Vein David, many Rishonim take a very different approach to the chiyuv bedika. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, why am I doing bedika? I'm doing a bedika to prevent myself from being over the issa deyraisa of bal yiro and bal yimotza. The hainu that the reason for the bedika is because of the issa deyraisa of bal yiro bal yimotza. And Tosis clearly understood. He says pirsha kunchus shalei laver alav of bal yiro bal yimotza. Now Tosis has the kasha that the gemara that we mentioned, the gemara beis on davdal and davov, is mavur that pittel is enough, but clearly, Tosis understood Rashi, and Sapash the Rashi, that the reason to do a bedika is there's a chiyuv deraisa, k'deivit, I'm not over, and b'ayiro, b'ayimotza. So, the question really is, l'fi Rashi, that the Gemara definitely, he's not arguing with the Gemara, but the Gemara say that you have to do a bittul, and that bittul alone is enough mideraisa, so where does Rashi get from that there's a chiyuv deraisa to do a bedika? And what's the understanding? What does that mean? So I have to do bittul, and bittul's enough, so then why am I doing a bedika? So, kidei to be maz b'shitas Rashi, the Ran says a tremendous yisoid in how you look at the chiyuv bedika and the chiyuv bittul. Zok the Ran, that really there's two different ways midereis I can get rid of chametz. I have two tracks. The Torah left it up to you. One track is I can go and be mevatel all my chametz, and that's how it works. And if I'm a vatal all my chametz, like the Gemara says on daf Dalit, I'm yoytze mideraisa. Or the Torah gave you another option. You don't have to do bittul. Leave out bittul. You could do just bedika and look well. And if you look well and you found whatever chametz you found, you destroyed, you yoytze. And there's no more chash of vayiro b'ayimotza. The Ran says even if later on you found you missed something, that happens. You discover that you missed a whole cake, a whole wrapped up cake from Shalchmana somehow got missed, it was under a coat, you find it, Zok Diran, you were not over l'mafrei by your own b'imotz, even though you did not do bittul, mideraisa, once you check, you're not chayiv anymore. So, if I have an option of bedika, an option of bittul, so why does the Mishnah tell I have to do bedika? Wouldn't it be a more convenient option to do bittul? And befrat, the Gemara says anyways, in Davov, that we're machmer, that you have to do both. So the Ran's Masbir that because bittul is something that's belayed, and you have to really not want to have it in your rishus, and it's something everybody's machshavas and deis are different, memeil the chachamim were nervous to leave it that you should be yaitzi yachiv deyais al yedei bittul. Memeil the Rabbanon said that you should choose. So avada, it's the Rabbanon telling us that we have to do the bedika. The Rabbanon are not, it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are telling us you have two options. How could you mekayim mechiyuv deraisa to make sure you're not over bal yiro bal yimotza? The mitzvahs are say of tashbisus omim bateichem. The Rabbanon said choose option A, the option of bedika. Why? Because we're nervous that the option B, the option of bittul, is not enough. And the Ran says the Tana of our Mishnah held, the Mishnah held you didn't do bittul. There's no point. Why are you doing bittul? You do bedika. You found your chametz. You mevatel it. This that the Gemara in Vav said that you also have to do bittul, that was added later by the Amiram, that's from Yehuda Amishmuel, that's from Amiram, but from Tanoim held, do just bedika, and we don't want you to be saying mechon bittul, because bittul is belayv kol adam. The Gemara came along later, and the Gemara said that, you know what, we're nervous that you're going to find the loaf of chametz on Pesach, and, because you missed it, and you're not even bal yiro bal yimotza, but maybe, at least not lemafrei, but maybe now think, wow, that looks like a geshmaki cake, I want that cake. The moment you have that machshava, it becomes, this cake is now your cake, and you're over by your own body. Even if a minute later you change your mind, you go burn it, it's too late. The Melech Chacham said, be mevatel before Pesach, and that will take care of the issue. Now, L'chaira, we're coming out that the Ran's understanding, this is the Mahalach of the Ramban, the Mahalach of Rabbeinu David, that the Chi of Bedika that we do is kidei to be yoitza, the Chi of Deraisa, to make sure I have no chametz in my house. Now, the question is that the Yaitza Chiv Deiraisa of getting rid of chametz in my house, why do I have to do such a thorough bedika? Who says there's chametz under my bed upstairs? What do I have to do? I'll check the places wherever there's chametz I know about, throw it out, and I'll be Yaitza. Where does it come from, a Chiv, to go above and beyond the most elementary level of bedika? Just, you know, look in your pantry, get rid of all the chametz, and finish. So there's several different mahalchim, how we can understand this, that we're mechuyiv to be boidik, and or anywhere it's possible I brought chametz. All right, we go ad kedei kach, that maybe in the wine cellar once the shamish went down, he was holding his bread while he's in the middle of the suda, and he put down his bread and he forgot. Where does it come from that we have to go so above and beyond to be yotzei chiyuv d'oraisa? Normally chiyuv d'oraisa, you get rid of whatever you know about. So the Pnei Yeshua has one mahalach. The Pnei Yeshua says that adrabba, because of this kasha, that's a reason to say that, not like Taisus, bedika cannot be only a chayiv d'rabbanon, maybe you'll eat it. Because like Taisus, if bedika is just to make sure you're not going to eat it, come on. How likely is it you're going to find something under your bed on Pesach and eat it? That's not so mustabit. And if it is possible to eat it, l'mais it's a sex seika. Suffolk if there's anything under your bed. And even if there's something under your bed, who says you're going to eat it? And you already did bittul, and bittul is the main thing. So Zek Pnei Yeshua, taka doesn't make sense on a drabonim level to mechayiv v'dika. The only reason they're mechayiv v'dika is because on a deraisa level, this that the Torah says you have to make sure to be mevar chometz mibateichem. So you're right, the lav b'ayiro b'ayimotzeh, so it could be get rid of all the chometz you know about, it's good enough. But the mitzvah of tashbisu sa'om mibateichem, that added in an extra level of chiyuv. That the Torah wants you to mamash root out after any chametz and totally destroy it, get rid of it, and that's the reason why I have to go above and beyond. This is one mahalach. We saw the Mekor Chaim from the Nesivis has different mahalach. When we saw others go al derech the Mekor Chaim, he wants to say that the reason that you have to root out after the chametz, he says, because this is a din yadua. Why, when we buy lettuce, why can't I go to the store? I'll go buy some, what's wrong with buying lettuce and eating lettuce? Tell me that one out of every, out of every five stalks, a lettuce out of every seven stalks has bugs, who cares? Right now, everyone's a suffix. So Teretz says that there's a concept of a miyat ha-motzi, it's mechayiv me to do a bedika. That there's a certain level of suffix that I can't be ma'alim ayin from the suffix, I'm a chayiv to be bedik and check. Zuck didn't see this. That's the havan of bedika. That on a deraisa level, it's, practically speaking, it's pretty common that people do find chametz all over the houses. Memeil, it already reaches that level that midiraisa, there's a chayvus bedika that I can't just be saimich that it's probably not there. So it's not some random chash. It's a real, I have kamar chazaka telling me that there is chametz there, and that's what's mechayiv me, this din, that when you have an issa, that's motzei, I have to be bedik for it. And it's interesting, the Sivas Gada brings an interesting diak in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Dav Dalid that midiraisa bedikas bittul sagile, and Taisus would understand from over there, you see that the main thing is bittul. So the Sivas Adarab, but from there you see that really bedika is a dindiraisa. The Gemara is just saying that bittul is enough, but if you don't have bittul, then avada the bedika is a chiyav deraisa. But I'll call upon the Sivas understanding that what's the mechayiv for the bedika? The mechayiv for the bedika is. So we have one option, it's Xeyat HaKosev, maybe from the Pasuk of Tashbisus Omri Batechem, is Mechayiv me to do a Bedika, or it could be it's already a din of a Miyat HaMotzi. And then there's another option, which the Ritva hints at, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav says Beferish, is that we treat the Chometz in the areas where it's likely to have Chometz, that it's not a Shash, it's mamish chomish yidua, chomish yidua. Anybody who has a house knows that in the places, in your attic, it's possible once you went to your attic with chomish, that may be only din d'rabbanan. But the rooms in your house, not just your kitchen, anywhere in your house that normally you will end up finding chomish, that's not called chomish any yidua, mehecha teisa after du bedika. Zot kishulchan acharav, that becomes chomish yidua. It's known, it's not that different from the nesivah, but he's saying that mamish has a din of chomish yidua, chomish that's in places where you'd expect to find it, chametz yidua, memela, the chiyav hatayr is that I have to go be boidik for this chametz and get rid of it. So coming out that the shita of the Ran and Rashi and Ramban and Benedavid is that there is two options to mikayim to get rid of my chametz, to take care of my dinim of bal yirah bal yimotza and tashbisus omim batechem. I have the option of bittul, my option of bedika. The Rabbanan says dafke use the option of bedika, that's the option you're mechuyev to use because we don't trust you to do a bittul. And once you're going with that mahalach, zok deran, that I have to be boidik everywhere that there's a chash chametz, either like we're saying, it's a gzeres hakosiv, or maybe it becomes chametz yidua, or a miyat hamotzi, and that way I'm yoytze mechiyev. Now, the Ran says though, that, and we established that Me'ikir Adin, until the Rabbanon were added a new din that you have to be mevatel, because maybe you'll find a loaf of bread and you'll decide to eat it on Pesach, but before that, you only do Bedika, you don't have to do Bittul at all. And Zotiran, because even if you'll find Chametz, you zicha were not over Ba'yiro Ba'yimotza with that Chametz that you had in your house the whole time. And the question is that what's the understanding? Why is it that, okay, I did my best job, but L'maisa, I was a shlomazel, I missed that whole cake that was sitting there under the coat, so how could I say I wasn't over Ba'yiro Ba'yimotza, because I went around and I did a Bedika, I didn't do a good job, so I missed it. Why am I not over? And if you look at the Lashon of the Ran says the reason I'm not over is because I have a right to be Seimach and Chazakah. In the Raisas, we work with Chazakas. Chazakah is that once you're Baidik, there's no Chametz. So, Frek, the Minsk Gadol, the Ar Gadol, I understand you had a Chazakah. Chazakah, what does Chazakah tell us? Chazakah doesn't tell us that there's no Chametz and there's no Isser. Chazakah tells me I don't have to do anything further. The Torah has a din of Tashbisu. I did a Bedika, I was Yaitzah, so you're right. I didn't have to do anything more before Pesach. But Lemaisa, if I missed it, how does that take care of the problem? Ba'yiro, ba'yimotza, Lemaisa has come to my house. So what does it help me? The Chazakah told me the Chametz is gone. So this is a big problem. And there's different mahalachim to answer this kasha. One mahalach, you could say, is that Oynes Rechmona Patre. This is, sounds like the Lashon from Ebet Nei Shua, that this, once you did what's Mutal Alecha, Oynes Rechmona Patre, could be that that it's alderev that like nitna teira malachi asharis, that the teira just required you to do a bedika. Once you did the bedika, the hechrich, the lava b'ayir b'ayimotza somehow totally in what you didn't find. So this is, you could say something alderev there, but it's still a little bit problematic that al kol pon in fact the Minsky Gogol, shouldn't that be a reason to mechayiv you midrabanim to do a bittel? The Gemara did not require bittel because maybe you missed something. L'chayra, if we're going to come out that maybe you missed something, and if you missed something, not so fast, you weren't over the day, so wouldn't that be a reason you should have to do bittul? So I think that you could say, push the teretz, actually you could say teretz, al derech the Ran's mahalach and understanding bittul. The Ran has a lot of problems with bittul chametz. Frek the Ran, what's bittul chametz? Normally we understand bittul chametz is al derech hefker. But frek the Ran, what type of hefker is this? If I sit down in my house and I think, all my possessions are hefker, my possessions definitely do not become hefker. Even if I say it out loud, if no one hears me, could be it's not hefker. There's a shita that holds that hefker only works once someone else takes possession of it. So what type of revolutionary hefker is this? I could just sit there in my house. My chometz should be like dust of the earth, and it's not mine anymore. Poof, how does that work? So the Ran explains that it's takin not a classic bittul. The way a classic hefker, the way bittul chometz works, is al derech gemar. The Gemara in Davov says that really, chametz, like any other Isuri Hanal, does not belong to you. Chametz, once it comes Pesach, does not belong to you. Aye, how you over Ba'yiro Ba'yimotza, if it doesn't belong to you. So the Gemara says that the Torah made it ki'ilu, it's yours, k'dei t'michayiv you, just like a bar. You dig a bar in Rishus HaRabim, that bar doesn't belong to you, it's Rishus HaRabim. Still, the Torah made it ki'ilu, it's yours, for the purposes of being chayiv in Hezek. So the Gemara says, similarly, the Torah said that even though chametz, once it comes, is man is a chametz, the chametz is no longer yours. It doesn't belong to you. But the Torah treats it like it's yours for the purposes of being mechayiv you, ba'yiro ba'yimotza. Zuktiran, if that's the case, so I don't need a real hefker. The Torah is not going to put it back in my rishus and treat it ki'ilu, it's mine, unless I want it. But if I say, I don't want any chametz, so what happens? Al-Yidei my saying that I don't want the chametz, so that's enough that the Torah will not go and put it back in my rishus. So you want to know how bittul chametz works? It's not that I'm being maskered. I'm not taking it out of my rishus. It leaves my rishus automatically when it becomes Yisuri Hana. It's just that the Torah treats it ki'ilu, it's mine, to be mechayiv me. So once I'm a galadaf, that I don't want it, so that giladaf by saying, in my mind, I think I'm a vatal my chametz, that's enough that the Torah will not put it back in my rishus. That's how the Ran explains bittul. So it could be, we'll see there, we could understand that Bedika also has somewhat of that effect. What happened? I want to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Dei Isis, Tashbisu, Sa'ami, Batechem. I don't want to be everybody Rabbi Matza. So I go and I do it to the best of my abilities, a thorough Bedika. I missed something. Zot Diran, that item that I missed, The Torah is not going to put it back into your Rishus to be mechayiv you if I went and I did whatever the Torah required me not to be over by Yerol by Yimotz. It's not mistaber that the Torah said the way to be not over by Yerol by Yimotz is do a bedika, that if I miss something, the Torah say, ha, that thing that you miss, I'm going to put it in your Rishus. No, you show that you're trying to avoid the Issa by Yerol by Yimotz. The Torah is not going to put it back in your Rishus. In Cain, why Paka am I do I have to be Mevat? What's the point? Lemais, I did the Bedika, and automatically the Torah is not going to put it in my Rishos. So that's Mavur in the Gemara, because we're worried that when I find it on Pesach, if I'll have a moment's thought, oh, that looks Geshmak, I want that. So that moment, then it will come into my Rishos, and I'll be Chayim. So Memeil, the Torah said, no, be Mevat before Pesach, and that way it won't become yours just by thinking I want it. Because I want to make sure it's totally out of my Rishos, but I'll Kopanim. This that the Ran holds, that once you did a bedika, you're not over by your roh, by your matzah, you don't have to say it's Einus Rechmona Patre or some other chiddush. You could say Pashit, that since the Torah is only mechayiv you when the Torah assesses your das that you want it and puts it back in your Rishos, once you did whatever is within your capability to get rid of it, you did the bedika, so the Torah is definitely not going to go keneged that chiv, that with your yaitz of the chiv deyais and go and put it back in your Rishos. And that's why, even if lemaisa you find something later, the fact that you did a proper bedika is enough, and you were not over lemafreya on the dinei by your rabbi matzah.